Listen to me, Jim. You got most of the hands up on Iron Mesa with the herd. I need you to hang around here and help me today. I'll never manage alone.
Yeah, you'll do just fine. Why don't we send young Charlie Mills over to Camp Vincent? He can pick up some supplies for us, and then we'll get this thing on the way.
Charlie went over to Bart Catrician's place early this morning to help with that big gray mare of theirs. Her foal is due.
Then we put on the dinner table exactly what there is in the kitchen, with no apologies. Gray Bowen's eaten soup and beans before.
Hey, Jim, how come you don't ever write to me anymore?
Elaine Bowen appeared suddenly in the front door to the house.
Elaine, you've sure grown up in 3 years. You look wonderful.
At least you still remember my name. I've made up all the beds, Hurley, and I threw those smelly old dust covers into the closet in my room.
Well, thank you, Miss Elaine. That's a big help. I'll go check on the oil for the lamps. I need you out back, Jim, real quick. Thanks again, Miss Elaine.
All right, Elaine, now. What's going on with your father? Why this sudden trip out to the ranch? Last time he came out here was on your 16th birthday, and you had to beg him for almost a year to do that.
I take it you haven't met the incomparable Rose Martine yet, or her son?
I haven't met anybody.
Oh, well, Daddy met her 2 months ago. I think he's fallen in love.
Well, who are they? Where are they from?
The Signora claims that her family once knew Louis Napoleon. You know, Napoleon III?
Mm-hmm.
They're related somehow. Anyway, when the emperor lost his empire, Rose and Lee Martine washed up on the mudflats just outside of New Orleans. Impoverished, destitute.
Are you making this up?
This is a story she's told. It sounds far-fetched, but my dad believes every word of it. Makes him want to protect her.
Mm. He's been alone for a long time. I didn't think he'd ever get over your mother's death.
No one can replace my mother. Where do you see him? Lee Martine. He thinks he is a real ladies' man. The whole trip up from Silver City, he grinned at me and told me how delicate my features were.
Well, what's wrong with that? He's right on that account.
I can balance a teacup on my lap and eat finger sandwiches without dropping crumbs on the floor, but I will never think of myself as a lady with delicate features. I grew up on a cattle ranch, not in some eastern city.
Jim, I've been looking for you.
Mr. Bowen, I just got here.
Isn't this glorious weather we're having, huh? Makes the whole ranch glisten. Mm-hmm. Place looks beautiful, Jim. You've been doing a damn good job.